German national soccer team has put Adidas on the bench. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. Now, this one is a major shakeup for sports apparel. Nike is replacing Adidas as the sponsor of the German national soccer team, ending one of the longest standing kit partnerships in sports history that goes back to the 1950s. Even the German economy minister, Robert Habeck, says he's surprised at the change and is calling Adidas's three-striped logo a piece of German identity. So, why the change? Dan Plumley is a sports finance expert at Sheffield Hallam University in the UK. Hello, Dan.
Morning.
Dan, what's the story here? Is it just the case that Adidas didn't have as much money as it needed to get this partnership?
I think it always comes down to money, as we know in football nowadays. We've not seen the actual figure. There's been suggestions that it could be in, you know, in the 100 million euro per year range, but that's unconfirmed at this stage. But what is clear is that Nike made the best financial offer. That's what the German Association have come out and said. So I think simply it just boils down to money, but it is a long-standing partnership, of course. So the kind of other side of that is it's kind of synonymous with German football, the Adidas brand as well.
I'm just wondering as well, what's going on with Adidas if they couldn't come up with the money?
Yeah, I mean, again, the figures are unconfirmed, but the Adidas deal was, we're led to believe, was in the region of 50 million per year. So if we are talking those kind of numbers, then that's obviously double, which would be a significant jump. For Adidas, you know, they've got a long-standing partnership. They probably expected that to continue. They'll have a ceiling on, you know, what they're willing to pay for that deal. And if Nike come in and blow that one out of the water, which seems to have happened, then it does become more of a financial, economical decision rather than one that's made with the hearts and minds.
Dan Plumley, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
No problem.
Now let's do the numbers. A recent study found that the richest 1% of people in India now hold the most wealth they've had in 60 years. As of the end of 2023, India's richest owned a whopping 40% of the country's wealth. And Chinese and European stocks slipped back after a busy week of central bank decisions pushed many financial markets to all-time highs. Let's talk about Ukraine now, because its President Volodymyr Zelensky is telling leaders in Europe they need to act quickly and send more bullets and weapons to help with the war. The German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, is backing a plan to use money from frozen Russian assets to buy more weapons. With the details, here's the BBC's Alice Adderley.
President Zelensky told the leaders of the 27 countries in the EU that this was Russia's war, not only against Ukraine, but against all of their countries as well, against the whole of Europe and the European way of life. He said he was grateful for the help that had been provided so far, but called for more air defences, enough to protect his whole country, and for more artillery. Ukraine has been suffering from dwindling supplies of weapons and ammunition while it waits for a US financial aid package, which remains blocked by Republicans in Congress. EU leaders have been discussing plans to use revenues from frozen Russian assets to support Ukraine's military. The funds were blocked in retaliation for Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. As he arrived for the summit in Brussels, the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, said Russia had no right to the money. Reacting to the European plans, President Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, warned that Russia would fight back with all means necessary.
Alice Adderley reporting. If you've got a teenager, or hey, maybe you are one, you might have heard about teens getting really into using super strong anti-aging products. Maybe because they're listening to those skinfluencers on TikTok or Instagram who go on about all these creams, serums and face masks. But now, a big Swedish pharmacy chain is saying they won't sell these products to kids under 15. Here's the BBC Stephanie Zacherson with more.
You may have heard of retinol, a type of vitamin A, or salicylic acid, enzyme peeling, or other types of skincare products that have become increasingly popular in the last couple of years. They're all promising younger-looking skin, clearer, plumper, smoother, with fewer wrinkles. But there have been warnings that more and more young people are using such products, despite them potentially being way too strong for their skin. These teenagers told the BBC what they thought about it.
First, I go in with a cleanser and then I do a serum next.
Yes, I do think there's a problem with young people using older skincare products.
I know skincare, there's like quite a few acids that aren't really good for young people. I found out about them from like TikTok and that type of stuff.
A leading pharmacy chain in Sweden, Apoteket Hjärtat, has decided to implement an age limit on what they're calling advanced skincare products. Younger people will still be able to buy them if, for example, they have a medical reason or if a parent comes with them to the shop. Their head pharmacist, Annika Svedberg, told Swedish Radio why they were introducing restrictions.
Vi som säljer de här produkterna.
Everyone selling these products should take responsibility. So we're hoping that we're just the first of many companies and that others will follow our lead.
Last year, the EU imposed limits on the strength of some ingredients, such as retinol, in over-the-counter products. And recently, the British Association for Dermatologists warned that using certain products could leave children with skin problems. In Sweden, another pharmacy also said they would now add an age limit. And some cosmetic stores are considering similar rules. One of them said they'd had children as young as 7 coming in, asking to buy skincare products with anti-aging properties.
I'm the BBC's Stephanie Sackerson for Marketplace.
And I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Have a great day. Have a great weekend if you're not working. Thanks for listening.